From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A huge mound of garbage has collapsed in Mozambique's capital, crushing several homes and killing at least 17 people. Heavy rains are believed to have triggered the collapse in a poor district of Maputo. Authorities say more bodies could still be buried at the Hulinek garbage dump, and a search is underway. The dump is one of the largest in Maputo. Poor people often search through the garbage heap looking for items to sell. Local media say the trash dump rose to the height of a three-story building. Iranian rescue teams have been battling bad weather and mountainous terrain, but have located the wreckage of a plane that crashed with 65 people on board. The Azaman Airlines flight left Tehran Sunday morning for the city of Yazooj in Isfahan province, but went down in the Zagros Mountains. The search effort was initially delayed because of dense fog, high winds, and snow that made it impossible for helicopters to get close to the crash site. Conditions improved enough on Monday for the helicopters to operate. Latvia's central bank chief Ilmars Rimšēviks was freed on bail from police custody Monday after 2 days of questioning about alleged bribery, accusations that have shaken the Baltic nation. Rimšēviks said he rejects all the allegations and plans to meet the press Tuesday to explain in a more detailed way. Latvia's anti-corruption agency says it suspects Rimšēviks of seeking out a large-scale bribe, but officials with Latvia's Norvik Bank told the Associated Press that Rimšēviks reportedly solicited bribes and retaliated against the bank when it refused to pay him. This is VOA News. Sport.